This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station. If you don't want your cheese moved, just like the ticket mouse, then White Elephant Day isn't for you. But hey, we're having fun all day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Reliant Air Conditioning, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
It's 4:57. We're going to have some Joel Klatt coming up next. We can't skip his spot with all the crap that went on this weekend with college football. We're going to talk to him, and then we'll have a George and Corby collaboration to end the presentation. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. It's the anchor leg of the White Elephant Day. And now it is time for E-News with Baldy. And I don't know how we did. Okay, there you go. And it's brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair and WindowNation.com.
And here he is with wearing two pucks like pasties. It is Ryan Baldwin. Let's go, Baldy. E-News, hey, baby.
You may twirl him around a little bit.
Hey, go for it.
Baldy.
Yeah. Let's start with.
So that's what the strip club is like.
Yeah.
Making it so you don't have to go next time, Travis.
Well, thanks, bud.
Start with a notable death today. In the world of sitcoms, Norman Lear passed away today at 101. Dang. Now, all of his stuff was mostly before my time. Stuff like All in the Family, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time, Jefferson's Good Times. So I'm going to lean on y'all. How big is this?
Dude, this was huge.
The most important person of television for 40 years?
Absolutely. I mean, the sitcoms, not only that he did that were hilarious, that we all watched, almost all of them that you just named. Like, every single episode when we were kids. Obviously, a lot of them reruns, but we watched them. But the social issues that he tackled while making brilliant comedy, he was so far ahead of his time.
Yeah.
So far ahead, man. And they were all great.
Back when you dropped the N-bombs in primetime television?
Yeah.
Like, it's shocking to go back and watch some of those episodes now.
Why did his stuff not continue into the modern days? Just because sitcoms kind of fell off in general?
Yeah, but you know, he kept working into his 90s. What was he working on?
Oh, dude, they did a reboot of All in the Family with new actors like Woody Harrelson.
That's just a one-off thing.
Jamie Foxx did the Jeffersons.
But
he wrote those for those. I mean, I think they redid episodes. But yeah, he was still working. He had his 15-year run of everything. Everything that he touched was gold, it seemed like. And then he just kind of lived off that.
All in the Family, Sanford and Son, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, One Day at a Time.
Dude.
Mary Hardman.
See, I never watched that one.
I didn't either.
But the other ones were just appointment television every time
and black, white, Hispanic, everybody watched all of them.
Right.
Different Strokes.
Yeah.
And we laugh at Different Strokes. But seriously, that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Black kids being raised by white people.
In a penthouse in New York. Yeah. Like, it wasn't just, we're taking the kids in, because Webster was kind of in that vein, but they weren't as rich as Mr. Drummond. They went from the ghetto to the high life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Culturally, his impact was, I don't think, equaled in TV.
No.
And over the years,
I don't think it ever will be.
Behind the scenes, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
Can't really think of anybody in modern times, at least in television, that would equal up.
Yeah, not dropping those hits like that.
No.
I mean, that's like a Michael Jackson run of you know, hits off one album like he did with Thriller.
Right.
Like, that is untouchable, what you just rattled off there.
Yeah.
Well, he lived to 101 before passing away of natural causes.
And dude was sharp as a tack.
Right.
All the way through.
Yeah.
Do you know how lucky you are? Like, I think physically he was cool too, up to months ago.
And just all those sitcoms all at the same time. They all ran at the same time.
Yeah.
And he's throwing them down.
Well, stay hard, Norman Lear. Pour one out for him.
I wonder if he's going to be in one of the apartments. I wonder if Ham will vote him down.
Probably.
Ham and DJ.
Probably. Didn't make a sitcom about chicken nuggets, so.
I know, right? I know.
All right, let's pay off the tease, and I think, George, you'll be interested in this story, because I heard on your tickers this morning that you're very interested in breast milk.
No, not really.
Oh. Well, let's go ahead and do the story.
People I work with are.
Serena. See, already, it's being attributed to you.
I know. Because of stupid AI.
Yep.
Jugs.
Serena Williams went on TikTok this past weekend to reveal that she was using breast milk on sunburns as part of her new skincare routine. And apparently, allegedly, it works.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. It's
you know,
got a lot of nutrients in it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like stem cell coming from your boobs.
She got completely burned under her eye and started using it because it works for her kids. So apparently she's been putting breast milk on her kids,
too. I wonder if it was by accident.
Yeah.
Like, did it, like she was looking down and it kind of
squirted one of them in the eye.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just cleared up and went, oh,
wait,
my gosh.
Did she just have her second kid?
Yes.
Is that what's going on here?
Yes. Had her second kid in August.
Okay.
And her quote is, they say put breast milk on everything, and I have a lot extra, so I'm going to try it for a week or so and see how it goes.
Hmm. Hot dog.
Yeah, I guess she has a lot extra.
I can see her making producing a ton of it.
Yeah.
She's not the only celebrity that has apparently been using breast milk, though.
Okay.
Earlier this year, singer Halsey, who I cannot tell you a single song by Halsey, apparently she was
talking about the group.
Halsey?
Of like three girls. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. I believe so. Yeah.
You sure about that? Maybe you're right.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of another group.
Yeah, I wish we knew
her. A girl with like
blue hair. It's one girl. Yeah. Who's the...
Who are the sisters?
That's Hall and Oates.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Hall and Oates.
That's a duo.
Beatles?
Not girls.
Yeah, it's the Beatles.
It's the Foo Fighters you were thinking about, Corby.
Damn it.
Would you guys put breast milk on your injuries?
Yes.
If it works, I would have no problem. If they sold it like at a store,
yeah,
I would have to go like door to door and ask for it.
It comes in different breast sizes.
I would have Halsey
Why would that
it.
Matter?
Yeah, this is a nice B-cup.
What? Well, she knows how to use it. I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, she's a pro.
Yeah, I've never even heard of her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Halsey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't tell you a single song. Mm. Times has released their Person of the Year for 2023. They've narrowed it down from 9 different people. Does anybody want to take a guess?
9.
Dion win another one?
Nope.
Person of the Year.
Haim. I'm thinking of Haim of the Three Sisters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those three
yeah,
sisters.
Yeah.
And they have a brother who's a catcher for
Jonah,
the Rangers,
yeah.
I think.
Okay. Great joke. There's only one person for this.
Well, like, don't dismiss his joke.
It was fun.
A great joke.
It was fun.
Dak?
No. Think about it.
Patrick Mahomes.
Who is... Wait, you said Person of the Year?
Person of the Year.
Not Sports Person of the Year.
No, this is just Person.
Just who? Who is... We talk about him every day.
I don't know.
Or her.
Kelsey Travis.
No.
Taylor Swift.
It's got to be Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift.
She owns the world.
She does.
Hey, do you think that there's...
She dates a rockhead.
We mentioned this on E! News. Excuse me. E! News, not in the news.
What kind of news segment is that?
Do y'all think Beyonce, because they're very similar. They both own the entire music industry.
I think she's heard about enough of Taylor Swift.
But they kind of do the same thing. It's like one releases a movie, the other releases a movie.
Let me tell you.
One goes on tour, the other goes on tour.
My wife was on trying to find a ticket to the Renaissance movie that's coming out. And I said, I didn't know you were in a cult. Because not only did you drop bread for those concert tickets.
Boy, she did, yeah.
They are now showing you highlights. Like it's sports. It's Beyonce Sports Center.
Yeah.
They're showing you highlights. And my wife was trying to, no. It's different because her set list was different in every city and it's behind the scenes and stuff. And it's $22 no matter what time you go. Matinee, $22.
A person?
Go see that movie. Yes.
Did she go?
No. She said, no, that's too much money. I already gave her money for the concert. But dude, she's going to go. It's going to happen.
Who made more money this last year?
It's got to be Taylor.
Yeah. Like Taylor made $120 million opening weekend. Beyonce made like 30 or something
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be.
But dude, that's...
Taylor had the multi-night runs in every city, man. She was getting paid.
600,000 people in 6 nights in LA.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You guys seen Beyonce in the last couple weeks?
No.
Couple of weeks?
Yeah. What's she got going on with her skin?
Breast milk.
It's not, maybe it's breast
Serena's,
milk.
She's
looking a little lighter toned.
She's Sammy Sosa in this thing?
She's very Sammy Sosa in this thing.
Really?
Yeah. She's lightened up a little bit.
Taylor Swift beat out 8 other people, or nominees, because not all of them are persons, despite it being called Person of the Year. Times had Hollywood Strikers as a candidate.
ChatGPT.
Sam Altman, the CEO of ChatGPT. Trump prosecutors.
Okay.
Xi Jinping.
A lot of those.
Barbie.
Wait, Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping, the Chinese president.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. You had no clue.
Of course I knew.
Vladimir Putin, which is an odd choice.
Really weird.
King Charles III and Jerome Powell.
Wasn't Hitler a Time Person of the Year?
I think you may be right.
The last 3 year
Nazis,
winners.
Like pre-World War II.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy. Look at his ideas. Woo.
Yeah. That's a white dude named Jerome.
That is breaking news.
It's pretty racist, Donovan.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I did not even assume anybody's race here, Donovan.
But then I looked up because I wanted to see it, and it's an old white man named Jerome.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve.
That does not look like a dude named Jerome.
No, it doesn't. Jerome has the mirror with Morris Day checking him out. Yeah,
Taylor Swift joins the last 3 year winners. Last year, Vladimir Zelensky.
That is the least likely looking Jerome in the history of the world.
Thank you.
2021 Elon Musk, which has aged well, and 2020 Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
Yeah, man, that's all right. That's
good. Oh, hey Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hey, I'm serious, man. It's good.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really good.
The Jonathan
Joe
Majors.
What time's Joe Klatt?
He's coming on in just
next.
A few minutes.
He's
don't worry
next.
About it, yeah.
I like that guy.
Nah, he's a good cat, isn't he?
No, I'm serious.
I know. You're always serious. Every time really you say good. Anything, you're serious.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bali.
I'm sorry.
The Jonathan Majors trial started up this week, and yesterday...
Johnny Majors.
There was some...
The Tennessee coach, man.
That's right.
No, not that Johnny Majors.
Oh, okay.
It's Jonathan Majors.
Okay.
This guy seems like a scary dude.
Yeah. His, I guess their girlfriend, probably ex-girlfriend now. I don't want to speculate, but that's what I would guess.
No, he's with someone else. Okay. He's with the actress Megan Good.
Let's go to the old computer.
That's good.
Megan Good.
Mm-hmm.
During their trial yesterday, whoa. Grace Jabari was giving her testimony, and it's fairly disturbing. As well as video surveillance footage that they have.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Of him slamming her into an SUV several times.
No.
Oh, my God.
Man, he was on top of the world out there, Creed 3. Creed 3, right?
Yeah.
And then he was just about to be in
all
of the Marvel movies.
Over the place. Yeah. Every...
How many Rocky movies are they made, man? Are they like 7
Joe,
or 8?
Like 10, actually, if you count the Creed spinoffs.
No, I'm serious about that, though. That's a lot of Rocky movies, man.
And it really
can I tell
is,
you something
Mr.
about...
President.
I was...
What's the... You said Marvel movie.
Kang the Conqueror. He's going to be like the next big bad of their whole series.
They were marketing
in Aquaman,
him.
Right?
No, that was DC.
My bad.
Yeah, they were marketing him to be the next one,
yes.
And then that happened, and they had like all those, was it the Army Reserve commercials he was on?
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yeah. So, and
it just
he's from
everything.
Here, right?
Yeah, I think he went to Cedar Hill.
That sounds right. Cockrell Hill, maybe?
Cedar Hill. It wasn't Cockrell Hill.
Hanging
that's a street.
Out chill, man. They're
yes.
Doing it.
But,
I
was at home a couple weeks ago, and the last Rocky was on. Rocky Balboa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching, and my wife walks in, and she says, "Hey, which Rocky is this?" And the name of the movie is Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
So I said, "Balboa." And she said, "Hey, F you."
Oh, God.
And I went, no, that's the name of the movie. Like, she thought I was being funny. And like, it was, like, she thought it was Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4. I was whoa, wait a minute. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Calm her down, Joe.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You.
That's terrible.
So he was from Cedar Hill, but he was kicked out of high school after being in a fight.
Way to go, Donovan.
I didn't do anything. I didn't fight him.
Man, they're still in there, Cedar Hill.
They lost to DeSoto last week.
Oh, DeSoto's in. Okay.
Yeah.
Go Eagles.
Are you going to go to the game one of those Saturdays? Or are they going to do that?
It seems he never really got past that fight back in high school as he continued to.
Oh, no.
Maybe
that's bad.
Incur
but they,
violence upon
they have
his.
Him and Megan Good. They are kind of PDA in that thing a lot at the courthouse.
Oh yeah, like look,
hey, oh no,
oh man,
hey Joe, you know how that feels, don't you?
Oh, I'm with you, man. That's why I'm always short of breath.
I know.
One more quick one here. One more. The SAG-AFTRA union. They have ratified a 3-year contract with Hollywood Studios. So it appears the strike is officially over.
Let's go.
Although only 38% of members participated in the vote, which seems like it's not really a good indicator.
Hmm. I'm lost on that whole thing. I thought they were anyway.
No, it was the writers.
When are we going
first?
On strike over SAG, yeah. This crap that happened this morning with the AI? When are we going? We need to go on strike.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
you didn't negotiate your rights.
7 o'clock tonight. We're done.
Yep.
Till we get our rights back.
There you go, man.
Hey, Joe.
Is that it, Baldy?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Oh, look at there. That's Baldy with E! News. It's 5:12.
How are you going to explain this to Joel Klatt next?
I tried on text, he has no idea what's going on.
So next, Joe Biden interviews Joel Klatt. That's next. Here, ticket.